So you're ready to start your podcast. Maybe you have been growing your YouTube channel for a little while and you know it's time for you to get started to reach a larger and broader audience. But you might be like me, intimidated by all of the microphones and the cameras and the lights and all the things that goes into creating a successful podcast. But I'm here to tell you that after creating a podcast here on Think and by helping other creators create their podcasts, all you actually need is your smartphone. And in this video, I'm going to be walking you through how to get started with your podcast just by using your phone.
You got to just press record.
I'm Heather Torres and you're watching Think Media. And on this channel, we help you build your influence with YouTube. Sometimes we do videos around YouTube strategy. We really help you with that. And other times we go deeper into concepts like starting your podcast or your video podcast. So if you like that type of content, make sure that you subscribe. Well, in this video, we are starting an actual series for you all on starting your podcast. I believe in podcasts so much, and there's so much to know about getting started. There's why you should be doing your podcast, the gear that you need to get started. Yes, of course, it is just your phone, but there's a couple accessories you can use if you want to add an extra element to it. Then into the production side of your podcast and where should you post it and how do you get it onto Apple and Spotify and all of the places that people can consume your podcast on. So let's jump into why you should start your podcast. So why do you need to be podcasting? Well, let me set this down because I need to share some stats with you. Here's the thing. There are over 60 million blogs, over 23 million YouTube channels, and only 800,000 podcasts, which means that this is the way of the future. And when it comes to why you should be podcasting, think of it this way. When someone's reading a blog post, they have to actively be reading that blog post. When someone's watching a YouTube video, they have to actively be watching the YouTube video. It's all about what you're seeing in that video. Well, with podcasting, you get to be a passive way of people consuming your content, meaning they could be driving, they could be doing the dishes, they could be cooking, or they could be working out, and you could be in their ears while they're doing that other activity. So we're gonna jump into all of the things to do with podcasting, but number one, you need to make sure that you have a good concept for your podcast. Now, you might have already done a YouTube channel, you might already be getting traction on that. So how are you gonna go deeper in this style content? Are you gonna do an interview style podcast? Are you gonna take certain topics and break them apart? Are you gonna be more casual and raw, or are you gonna be more produced? So many things go into understanding the concept of your podcast. Number two, you need to figure out how is this fitting into your production schedule. When it comes to why you should be doing a podcast, once you know your why, then it's really understanding how is this going to fit in to what you're already doing. So when are you gonna be posting that podcast? Once a week, once a month, twice a month, or every single day? It's up to you, but you knowing when you're going to do it is gonna be really important. Now, let's get into some of the gear that you can use. I know I said you could just do this podcast with your phone, but there might be some things that you want to upgrade with as you start to make your podcast from your phone. When it comes to the gear that you need for your podcast, really, it is just starting with your smartphone. Now, there is an internal microphone on your phone that you could use, but I recommend that if you're just going for the free, getting started, making it easy, you can just start with the headphones that came in your smartphone pack. So you can use any set of headphones, goes right directly, as long as it's got the microphone connected to it, because that's gonna help level up the audio just a bit from the one that's actually on your phone. Now, here's the thing about podcasting. You want to always prioritize the audio. So if you've got $100 that you can spend, I recommend getting a microphone. My favorite microphone is actually the Q2U. I like this microphone because it has a deeper sound to it. You know the podcast sound? That's exactly what this microphone is. It's got that deeper podcast sound, and it's a dynamic microphone, meaning that it's really just gonna pick up your voice rather than all of the noise around you. So when you hear really good podcasts, they're probably using a microphone just like this. If they're just getting started, this is a great starter microphone for a podcast. Now, the thing about the Q2U is that it is a USB microphone. microphone. And obviously USB doesn't go into your phone. So you just wanna make sure you pick up an adapter so that you can plug the USB in and it goes directly into your phone. So all you would need if you want to do a video podcast is something to hold up your phone, like a tripod, simple, easy tripod, and a good light. This could be natural lighting, or this could be actually a very simple light that we recommend. My favorite light, if you are going to be doing this, is actually this softbox. I like it because it has a lot of different temperature controls that you can use on it, and it gives you really good lighting. So now it's time to record your podcast. But before we get into that, I want to tell you some of the secrets that the pros do that you might not know about. And that is actually in their show structure. Think about it. When you're listening to one of your favorite podcasts, there usually is different segments to that podcast. Now, obviously, you can go fully raw and just start and finish and talk about a concept. But the best podcasts that are winning right now have a secret sauce to them. And that is that they start with some type of introduction. They're going to tell you what the podcast is about, what are you going to learn about, and maybe introduce themselves and the purpose of their podcast. After that is the content, really getting into the content. Maybe they've numbered the points that they have, or they know about the topic they're talking about, or they're going to be interviewing and they really understand where to direct the conversation. And then last is the call to action. Where do you want to send someone after they've listened to your podcast? Are you going to ask them to subscribe? Are you going to send them to your YouTube channel or to your blog posts? Are you going to send them to your website so they can go deeper? All of this can be achieved with just using your smartphone, but it really comes down to having the right structure for your podcast. So decide before you get started, what's your intro, what's your content, and what is your call to action? Now it's time to record. All you need is your phone, so let's get started. I just have to insert this small little warning. What can happen when you decide to start something new is that you wait. You wait for the gear to come in, you wait for the podcast to be perfect, and I just need you to get started. Did you know your first couple episodes, they can just be beta test episodes, meaning you can just record them with your phone, with the audio that you have on your phone, or you can just use those headphones. If you know that you want to get started, just get started. All right, now let's get into how you record your podcast. All right, so the first thing we're gonna wanna do is download an app to your phone where you can record and edit inside of the app. I'm using the Ferrite app. I like this app because it does have good reviews, and not only can you record, but you can also edit. Now, I'm using the free version. There is an additional paid version if you'd like to use that, but for what we're doing here today, all you need is the free version. Now, let's get into the app. I'll do a little segment of a podcast to show you how easy it is, and then I'll take you into the editing to show you how to do that. All right, so I've plugged my headphones into my phone. You'll notice that there are green bars that are showing up as I'm talking right now, and I want to keep my levels within those green bars. If I go to yellow or red, then I'm peaking, and it's not going to sound pleasant on the other side of the headphone. So I'm going to keep it right in this green, right at this level of volume. You'll also notice that on this home screen that you can do the upgrade right there if you'd like to, but we're going to jump right into recording a piece of this podcast segment. Press the microphone in the middle and get started. Hello and welcome to the Homeschool House Podcast. My name is Heather Torres and I am your host for today's podcast. This podcast is here to help all families learn how to homeschool better, choose the way that they want to homeschool, and to help you see all of the options that are available for you so you can raise some lifelong learners. All right, I actually am going to mess up on purpose so that I can cut out a piece. And a tip for you, if you're listening, is you want to pause so you can see where you messed up to go back and edit it. So, pausing now. All right, now let's get into why I love homeschooling. Okay, I'm gonna press stop. And then right when you do that, you see that it brings up new recording. You can click on new recording and go into the editing feature of that. Now I'm in the editing feature, and first thing you'll want to do is actually turn your phone to the side so you get a larger segment of the editing track and some more features. So first thing, when you come to see your track, you can put two fingers on and you can actually expand it out. That's going to help you to know where you need to make your cuts. Now, I did pause and you can see where I paused right here between 35 seconds and, you know, 37 seconds. So you're going to tap the screen, and when you tap the screen, that is where it's going to give you the options to make your edit. So I'm going to tap the screen right at the beginning of my pause, and that brings up the options for split. I'm gonna hit the split and you're gonna see a line pop up where it says new recording. I'm gonna tap away from the actual track, and then I'm gonna go back to the track and I'm gonna tap again where I want the next split to happen. Now you'll see that it has three actual segments, and I wanna click that middle segment, double click it, and I can actually delete. Then it's gonna give me this option that says ripple delete. Ripple delete means it's gonna just push those two together. I wanna do that so that my podcast actually goes together. Now I've taken out the mistake that I made and my podcast is ready for export. So you're gonna click in the lower left-hand corner, and that's gonna bring you back to your projects. The recording that I have there is the 41-second project. I'm then gonna click the save button. I'm gonna go down and I'm gonna save that file. It says preparing for that. Gives me the option to change the name, and I love to make sure that I change the name every time. So this is Heather Podcast 1. That's gonna help when I go through and upload it to our hosting site. The hosting site that we use and love here at Think is Buzzsprout, and this video is actually brought to you by Buzzsprout. Now, they have a way that you can do this on the mobile app, or you can actually do this on the desktop, but I'm gonna show you all through the mobile app. All you need to do is set up your account, go to buzzsprout.com, and you can get started on one of their free accounts. There are limitations to the free account, so you can upgrade if you'd like to get more time, be able to upload more often per month, but for what we're doing today, all you need is the free account. So next step is to get yourself signed up on a free account, and I'll show you how to upload into Buzzsprout. So we're going to go to buzzsprout.com, and I've already pre-logged into one of our podcasting accounts, and it's very easy. You'll see a big green button that says upload a new episode. Click that upload a new episode and then choose the file to upload. I click browse because it brings up the easiest and latest file. And now you are ready to title and give a description to your episode. It'll automatically default to the artwork of your channel that you uploaded when you did your login phase. And you then can do your season, your episode number, and you are ready to go. So I've got that episode in there. So all you have to do is just have that audio upload, fill in all of those pieces for your podcast episode, and then do save your episode details. Then gonna save it, and you're gonna notice that it actually is in red until you publish that podcast. And that is literally it. That's how you start a podcast on your phone. And if you wanna go deeper on how you set up for Apple and for Spotify, if you wanna know the difference between the video podcast and the audio podcast, if you need help editing those and splitting off your audio from your video, I'll go deeper in that in this entire series. So make sure you stick around, hit subscribe, and we'll see you in the next video.